Chapter 132. Exos. Trapped in the shadow cloud with the insane Shauna Ray, Exos endured a hell that was worse than the greatest torment the Clicus race had ever devised for them. The error was his, the failure, the devastation. He and his counterparts had designed those immense new battleships with shielding, armor, and weaponry that should have been invincible. And the Shauna Ray had constructed those battleships exactly according to the plans the robots provided. Exos never expected the far superior power of the new sun bombs, nor for the Solar Navy to waste such weapons against the black robots. Even with their expanded warships, their enhanced armor, and increased weaponry, the black robots had not stood a chance. It was extermination, plain and simple, more ruthless than Exos had ever expected. The Eldirans intended to annihilate every single black robot, just as the robots themselves meant to wipe out the Eldirans and humans. In one space battle, the Solar Navy had succeeded in making the black robots extinct. Only three remained. Three. Once the oppressed black robots had annihilated the entire Clicus race. Later, millions of them had been reactivated before and during the Elemental War. Exos and his thousand companions had gone to ground, hibernating in the ice moon on Dula, and when they reawakened, Exos led their resurgence. 1,000 robots working together to build new plans, all of which had failed. Of those original millions, only 1,000 had escaped, and of that 1,000, because of the Shauna Ray, because of the Eldirans, and because of the humans, now only 3 remained. Exos experienced total despair. He had convinced the creatures of darkness that his robots could help them achieve their goal, but the Shauna Ray seemed unconcerned with the extermination of the robot army. No conceivable plan would allow him to achieve victory with only 3 robots. Exos had lost everything. His 2 surviving companions were identical to him and fell into the same despair. With their 3 minds interlinked, the intensity of the loss seemed even greater. They did not have the secret processing power to continue developing the weaponry to destroy the Shauna Ray. They had nothing. The shadow cloud emerged at the Onthos home system, hanging above the gigantic ebony sphere that enclosed the star. They would again draw upon the already existing hex plates to replenish material their huge ships had lost in the sunbomb explosions. Shauna Ray inkblots appeared before Exos, pulsing with electric darkness and each anchored with a single staring eye. He was sure the creatures had come to torment him, perhaps to tear apart the last 3 remaining robots. At least then, it would be finished. "My robots could have helped you achieve the extermination of all intelligent life," Exos said, forcing himself to sound defiant. "We could have eased your pain, but that is no longer possible." The Shauna Ray stared with a piercing, singular gaze. "Why is it no longer possible?" "We have no more robots," said another Exos beside him. "You need us to implement the plan." Exos said, "We could have guided you, destroyed all life for you, but we can do nothing with only 3 robots." The shadows pulsed in silence, not taunting, but considering. "Then you must have more black robots."
"There are no more robots," Exos said. "We have all been destroyed."
The staring inkblots pulsed and pondered again.
"Then you need more robots. We have studied your physical plans.
we can manifest others precisely like you, identical down to the atoms in your metallic lattices.
Exos and his two counterparts buzzed startled questions back and forth. Previously, Clickus robots had all been irreplaceable individuals, a unique set of experiences and histories. But as the Shauna Ray destroyed random robot victims, and as casualties mounted in their battle engagements, Exos had imposed his own will and made all of his comrades share the same mental database to synchronize their minds with his personality as the model. The Shauna Ray had manifested material to construct complex battleships according to an established blueprint. Why was it not possible for them to rebuild a much more complicated Clickus robot?
You can reproduce us? Exos asked. We can copy you exactly as you are.
The Shauna Ray seemed to indicate the enormous black sphere around the Anthos star.
You are small things, and we have infinite material. Quivar is destroyed. We must do the same thing to other planets, said a second inkblot. And others.
Then yes, Exos cried. I need more robots. Many more. Restore our numbers.
The Shauna Ray answered without pondering. More and more sections of the gigantic black shell dropped away, dissolved, reshaped. Dark matter became real matter. Atoms reassembled into new structures, infinitely detailed, based upon all the knowledge the shadows had acquired from so many tortuous dismantlings of robot victims. Robots appeared, black angular specks against the vastness, a myriad of identical forms that built into a swarm that seemed as populous as the stars in the galaxy. More robots, and yet more. All of the new robots activated simultaneously, and crimson optical sensors gleamed like a sky full of sparks.
Will a million more robots suffice? The Shauna Ray asked.
A million more, and all of them would be Exos.
Yes, that will be sufficient.
This has been an Audible Studios production of Blood of the Cosmos, Book 2 in the Saga of Shadows series. Written by Kevin J. Anderson. Performed by Mark Boyette. Producer, Mike Charzuk. Copyright 2015 by Wordfire, Inc. Production copyright 2015 by Audible, Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible, Inc.